how do doctors view prescribing drugs to enhance athletic performance? That's the question taken up in a January 2011 article in the American Journal of Bioethics. Dr. Matthew Winia is a co-author of the article, outlining a survey on physicians determining their views on enhancements. Dr. Winia is the director of the Institute of Ethics at the American Medical Association, and he joins us now from Chicago. Dr. Winia, talk to us about the results of the survey, which the article called nuanced and ambiguous.
Yeah, they are nuanced, and I guess that reflects probably not just how physicians think about the use of medicine for human enhancement, but probably the way a lot of people think about the use of medicine for human enhancement, which is to say this is a burgeoning issue. It's not clear whether to call it a problem at this point, because there's at least a subset of people who in our survey, for example, believe that all medical treatments are, in one sense or another, an enhancement over the state of nature. So we really had to start with the fact that it's not even clear oftentimes what people mean when they use the word enhancement with regard to a medical intervention.
So if someone has a knee injury and they are treated for that knee injury, to some that will be called a medical enhancement.
Well, I mean, certainly it's an enhancement over the state of nature, which might be no treatment whatsoever. On the other hand, I think there is sort of a shared understanding in general that there is a difference between treating a disease or an illness condition and doing something that leads the individual to be better than normal, if you will. So there are a lot of ways to define this. And what we asked in this survey was we put together a series of potential concerns that people might have about using medicine for enhancement. And then we put together a series of examples of things that we thought might represent enhancement interventions. And these are ranging from, you mentioned in the intro the idea of using medicine to enhance athletic performance. But you could also imagine a medicine that might make you a more efficient worker, might make you a more efficient soldier, might make you a more attractive individual, might make you a better student, might make you taller. All of those kinds of things we sort of portrayed as hypothetical. If there were a pill that would allow you to do the following, would you, doctor, be willing to prescribe that pill? And we also asked, do you think it should be covered by insurance?
And you received varying responses to each of those scenarios, I presume.
Yeah, we did. Perhaps not too surprising, a lot of the responses, in many cases, the majority of respondents said, well, it depends. So there would be a certain number of people who said, no, that makes me very uncomfortable. I would not prescribe that. And there are others who would say, yes, I would prescribe that kind of a thing without reservations. And in some cases, that was a fairly large number. The largest number came with a medicine we hypothesized that would enhance memory. And 43% of physicians said they would prescribe that medicine, essentially without reservation, as long as it was safe and effective for that purpose. On the other hand, if you look at something like a medicine that would make factory workers work faster or that would make soldiers more aggressive in battle, even if those medicines are postulated to be effective for their intended uses, it's a very small number of doctors who said they would be willing to prescribe them without reservations.
So the issues here, one was around what's fair and what is a situation that promotes social justice. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, it would be. The types of things we asked about in regard to, what are your potential concerns about using medical interventions for human enhancement were questions, for example, about playing God. questions about leading enhancements leading to social homogenization, where everyone is able to do better than average, or questions about enhancements posing a threat to the essence of what it means to be human or to the nature of human achievement. The kinds of concerns that people have about steroids in sports, that it degrades the achievement, or that it's unfair. And there were a number of, very large numbers of physicians, in fact, are concerned about the effects of enhancement interventions on social equity issues, because many enhancements, one might hypothesize, are not going to be covered by insurance, and therefore might only be available to the wealthy or those who are able to afford them out of pocket. And if that's the case, then one could see advantages in life turning into biological advantages in life. If you have to be rich in order to be tall, for example, or if you have to be rich in order to study well for a test, or you have to have enough money in order to perform well on a certain task, then that leads to social inequities and could exacerbate existing social disparities.
One aspect of the study was around the idea that if something is allowed, then everyone should have access to it, right?
Right, and a fair number of physicians, more than 50%, if I remember correctly, said that if enhancements are to be allowed, then there should be equal access to them across society. At the same time, when we asked about the set of specific enhancements, as I think I mentioned earlier, a fair number of doctors would often say, well, that should be allowed, but it probably doesn't need to be covered by insurance. And that poses a real dilemma with regard to social equity, in the sense that if something is allowed but not covered by insurance, then by default that is only going to be available to people who don't need insurance to purchase it. So it means the enhancement will be available, but not to impoverished people or people without access in other ways.
How much of these results surveying physicians might be influenced by the public's view? For example, in getting into sports again, I'm a big St. Louis Cardinal baseball fan. I remember Mark McGwire and his controversy with steroids. He comes back to coach, and he's still lionized in the city. Is that something that where doctors are human and they respond to things like that?
Yeah, well, certainly doctors are human, and I think you know, it's fair to say that the kinds of concerns that physicians have are the kinds of concerns that have been reflected in, you know, philosophers and others writing about this issue. The President's Council on Bioethics a few years ago had a book about the use of medicine for enhancement, and the doctors that responded to our survey had the same kinds of concerns that were listed there. So I think you're right. Physicians' views on enhancements probably, broadly speaking, reflect the views and in some ways the inconsistencies that you mentioned in terms of our views on enhancement. On the one hand, you know, we really don't like people using steroids in sports when it comes to at least talking about it, you know, on radio shows and so on. People generally say that's unfair and it's dangerous and it tilts the playing field and it degrades the sport and it degrades the meaning of the achievement, and those awards end up having an asterisk next to them and all that kind of talk. And yet when it comes to an individual, you know, sometimes all is forgiven. Because we do still admire people who have great sports exploits.
So it's okay as long as it's our guy.
Well, I'm not sure I would say that, but that may be part of human nature, is that, you know, cheating is terrible, but it's not as terrible when it's on our own team, something like that.
Well, with these inconsistencies then, you note in the article that it's difficult with this to establish any coherent public policy that would address this and even these things out.
Yeah, I mean, I think the one of the lessons of the article, given the pretty wide array of responses that we got with regard to each of these, you know, hypothetical enhancement interventions, one of the lessons is that unless there is a shared sort of policy understanding, any enhancement intervention that comes along is bound to be disseminated, and probably to be disseminated in a way that is not equitable across socioeconomic lines, at least, because these things are not going to be covered by insurance, but they will be available, and you will find a doctor who's willing to prescribe them. So one of our messages was, if society as a whole sees an enhancement intervention or something that's being portrayed as an enhancement intervention and thinks that is something that really should not be allowed, then that's going to have to be a social discussion and a decision on a broad social policy basis. We're not going to be able to count on individual doctors all coming to the same conclusion and saying, you know, this one makes me uncomfortable, I'm not willing to prescribe it. If we leave it up to individual doctors, we will get a very disparate set of understandings about where we should go with regard to specific interventions.
So it's not likely to be resolved anytime soon?
No, I doubt this issue is going to be resolved anytime soon, and you know, it probably shouldn't be. These are complicated issues, and even, as I mentioned before, even the definition of what counts as an enhancement versus a therapy is a shifting issue. You know, years ago, I suppose, a knee replacement might have been seen as making a 70 or an 80-year-old perform beyond the limits of a normal 70 or 80-year-old. But today we have 70 and 80-year-olds who bike their way across the country, and I don't think that there are many people who would call that a bad thing. That, by some definitions, that is an enhancement, not a therapy, and it is something that has improved the quality of life for many, many people. It is covered by insurance generally, and it has changed the norm for what it means to be an 80-year-old.
The article is called "Doctor, Would You Prescribe a Pill to Help Me?" A National Survey of Physicians on Using Medicine for Human Enhancement. It's in the January 2011 issue of the American Journal of Bioethics. And a co-author is Dr. Matthew Winia, Director of the Institute for Ethics at the American Medical Association. For more information, visit bioethics.net. That's bioethics.net. I'm Laurel LeBoux. Thanks for listening to the Bioethics Channel.